Committee meeting to order. It's September 12th. It is 9:02 a.m. First thing I want to do is we have a couple of folks in the room that I'll let briefly introduce themselves, as well as one on the computer calling you. Just introduce who you are and where you're with, that's all.
Kristen Smith, Department of Transportation.
Christina Freeman with Florida Department of Transportation, Structures Research Center.
Clark Carmeres with the Florida Department of Transportation, Structures Research Center.
Okay, got it. Scott, you give us a brief. Who you are with? He's on mute.
I think
you're on mute.
I'm sorry, I'm unmuted now. Apologies. Good morning, this is Scott Kennard. I'm the applicant for Florida Department of Transportation, architect with the department.
Perfect, thank you. We don't need an approval for electronic means of participation?
Correct.
Any modifications to the agenda?
No.
Any public comment?
We do not receive any.
Okay. The first order of real business is the approval of the July 11th minutes. I assume everybody on the committee had a chance to review those. And if you had any comments, hopefully you've already submitted them to Peggy. If you have not, you have any comments?
I do not.
Anybody? In that event, can I get a motion to accept those minutes?
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Passes unanimously. All right. It brings us quickly to our primary order of business, which is the Florida Department of Transportation. I'm going to turn it over to, I'm not sure who the right person is, to give a brief just overview. I think the committee has had a chance to review the documentation, just to give you, so you guys give a little bit of background of what you're trying to do and what you're asking the committee to do.
Okay. I'm going
to let Scott do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning. So the Florida Department of Transportation, obviously at our structural research lab, we have trucks, if you will, trucks that we are unsheltered, and it's putting a lot of wear and tear on them, obviously, but they're also integral to what we do as far as testing and bridge research, not unlike, say, the pendulum out there, if you will. So we are interested in providing a enclosure, a structure, if you will, to shelter them so they're not just sitting out there baking to death when they're not doing what they do in terms of related research work, running back and forth across things, et cetera. So the goal here was to restore, if you will, that access, if you will, off of that parking area, trim back a little bit the vegetation that's grown up that previously was not that way. I think you're fairly sheltered. The good news about this structure is it's only about 23 feet to the top, and it's a barrel vault, if you will. So it does come in white, translucent, if you will. It's not even really white. It's a translucent cover. It meets the wind codes, etc. It's corkscrewed, if you will, into the ground. So it's actually fairly what I like about it is it doesn't really affect drainage or stormwater, because it's not really providing, we'll put some, there might be some rock or whatever, but I'm not even sure. We really aren't even talking about doing that. So it's not affecting the impervious, if you will. It's just pretty much sheltering the trucks minimally. It's not pouring a complicated foundation or anything. And then we're just cleaning up the back a little bit to get the trucks in and out of there. And I think it's about as minimal as we can be for what we're trying to do. So I think that, again, it's just important for us. I mean, some of the folks there can speak better to it, but from a maintenance standpoint, we all know what the sun and all these wonderful things do to things in Florida. So we're just trying to preserve our vehicles and things a little longer than we might currently. So, questions?
Anybody got questions?
I can add that these trucks are used for load testing bridges around the state. So we use them to verify the safe load carrying capacity of bridges. They also are used in emergency situations, like when we have a bridge hit or we have some kind of maintenance emergency. So they are important to us and for providing safe mobility to the traveling public. And so we are trying to make sure that they are well maintained and covered and are ready to use when we need them in an emergency.
I'd like to add one more thing, that the structure itself would make it almost 20 degrees cooler underneath it. So when they're loading, unloading, and working with those trucks, it's a little more comfortable for them. Also, when we did the modification, expanded the lab, and put that driveway in, it was so trucks could come in and out, not on the front side, but on the entering into the parking lot. So it wasn't really a big impact on the people driving around. So them cutting back the trees just takes it back to that site when we bought the extra land. That was what it was for, is to go ahead and store that the equipment out there. And it's just, the fleet manager is very concerned about us just keeping, these new trucks out in the middle of the weather and in the sun.
And the structure will meet all the setbacks that are required.
Yes.
That we have. So anybody have any questions?
Go ahead. So you're just trimming the overgrowth in the canopy. You're not taking out any trees.
No, we would just take away if they saw that open area and flourished. So now we have a little canopy there, but
yeah, that's fine. Because they had used that historically for some access.
Right.
That's all my question. How tall are the trucks?
What was the question,
Ben? How tall are the trucks? They're no taller than the regular tractor trailer. It's a regular tractor in the cab, and then the trailer.
I guess my real question is, does the structure need to be 23 feet tall? Or is that, it seems really tall.
Yeah, I think because it's barrel shapes, I think that's how you get to the 23 feet.
I think they were trying to get the width, weren't you? So you can get tri trucks side by side in there, if I'm not mistaken.
So it's not 23 at the edge.
No, not at all. This is, it's a bad example to use because I had a job one time, they were offended by the word Quonset hut, the people that were in the military, but it's shaped like that. So the only high point is at that 23 feet. And then from there, it's, a gradual arc. So
how tall are the pile up the towers, the pendulums?
50 feet.
Yeah. So keep in mind, guys, we've got 3 50-foot pendulums that are up there that really, they're going to grab your eye. If anything, the top of this barrel is really not going to be that noticeable, given what we've already agreed to on this site.
I think the side height was 12 foot.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
the fence and the trees. You won't see the sides. It'll just be the top.
So I think the only graphic that I have is this. Is this all, Scott, just the let's not the survey plan?
There was a whole package of materials that Peggy sent out.
This is the only, site plan.
Yes. The site plan was done with Christina's folks, I believe. They pulled that together for us. It shows the 25-foot plus setback. We're going to go a foot or two off of that to be safe. And I believe as far as a site graphic, yes.
So the question I'm really aimed at here is whether there's any additional paving being added to the site. I don't see that here, nor do I see it in any of the discussion.
Yeah, no, that's what I was, I don't want to use the word celebrate, but what I like about the simplicity of this pre-engineered, big top, which, is made in Perry right there on 19, is that it's fairly, technically we're viewing this as a permanent structure, but if for some reason, the end of the world came, you could pick it up and move it because it's corkscrewed in the ground. I don't even think at this point we're contemplating adding 57, gravel. We're just going to go out there and put it out there, and it's corkscrewed into the ground. So there's no strip foundation, no footings, no change to impervious surface other than the water will run underneath it, I guess, versus, and we'll be falling on top and, running off to the side. So what I like architecturally compared to some of these other projects where you go on and on about pervious surfaces, we're not changing the dynamic of that at all.
So the piece I'm struggling with here is whether this is truly a permanent structure or a temporary structure. And
well,
hang on a second. So from that standpoint, it makes me question whether this particular item needs a variance. So the ability to interpret it as temporary would potentially put you in a variance position.
We did think through that, and very frankly, the fact is, my understanding is the plan is to leave it there through the balance of their lease, 2037.
Yeah.
And that kind of made it permanent for the window of time we're talking about. I mean, I can also make an argument that every building's temporary if I go out long enough, right? So, but it certainly can be removed, as he said. You could hire a crew and get it out of there relatively quickly, and it would be a demolition.
Part of my concern here is in relation to past decisions, and what, and I believe we've turned these down in the past as temporary.
I'm sure we could, you know, if we wanted to. I know at one point we talked about having a housekeeping pad. I mean, we could pour a pad over the corkscrews if that were, you know, to convince, you know, to prove that we weren't pulling it out of there. But, you know, in a way, it's kind of making it more complicated than it needs to be. The corkscrews are like 3 or 4 feet in the ground. I mean, it's not something you willingly want to do. It's just that it is possible to do. It's engineered for that site. So how many corkscrews, the spacing, all of that is determined. The example we gave was one that was done by Department of Emergency Management, you know, for the wind loads in that area, because, you know, again, you have to design it for that site. So the intent is not to move it somewhere else, because it's actually been engineered by that company for that site.
You've done soil tests for the specific location?
Yeah. We have one from the pendulum, and we have it on in-house geotechnical engineer who reviewed those and felt like the pendulum soil borings were still applicable for this site nearby.
We have, as you know, had some questionable soil readings. I've worked in other capacities in the park, and in what was MRV, we do have some soil depression in that area that was recognized as potentially sinkhole activity in karst, as well as some activity at the College of Engineering, because both of those are close to you. I would caution you to be careful.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you've done due diligence.
They will do as well. They'll do a pull test. They come out and do some pull tests too, to make sure that they're achieving the pullout basically that they need as part of the process. So that's also something that's, you know, will be done during the process for the it's basically like doing a geotech, if you will, prior to the permanent, you know, to the installation. So they do a test one or two to make sure that they're comfortable with that, you know, to verify their numbers.
Anybody got any other comments or questions?
No, sir.
And I guess our conclusion that the committee will have to vote on whether or not we accept what they proposed, or if we have some other recommendation. So does anybody have a motion one way or the other?
I'd move to accept it.
Okay. Is there a second?
A second.
Okay. All in favor of accepting it, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay. Okay. One opposed. Okay. I assume that, I think that makes, we're still move forward, right?
Right.
Okay. Anything else you guys would like to add? You got your yes. Generally not good to talk after that.
No, but thank you all. And I appreciate you accommodating me remotely. I've got a 90-year-old birthday party, so that's why I'm out of town for a father-in-law. So I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other new business? I did want to share that the full board discussed the Danfoss sign, if you guys recall correctly, that we unanimously recommended not to approve, and our board voted to approve it. That was not unanimous at the board level, but that doesn't have to be. So that was approved at the board level in spite of our recommendation not to. Happy to provide any other detail. I did my best. Anyway, any other new business? Terrific. Then I think we'll adjourn the meeting.